This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. The Fullness of Emptiness, a guided meditation for exploring the bottom of the breath. This guided meditation explores the bottom of an exhale, which can be very calming. For some people, it can also be a little scary, a mini ending, like the death of a certain breath. In this meditation, we'll get curious about hanging out near the bottom of the breath and trust that an inhale will come. If breathing in this way becomes too stressful, breathe regularly. Please take a comfortable seat. Ensure that you're sitting tall or that your back is supported, so that your chest and belly are open and breath comes easily. If sitting is challenging for you, you're welcome to try this one lying down. Take a couple of deep breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Clear out whatever is on the surface. And take a moment to settle into your seat. Become aware of your breath as it is. Notice the rhythm of the rise and fall. The breath changes according to our moods, levels of stress, and how tired we are. Take a moment to check in with what's actually happening for you. Relax your shoulders. Soften your jaw and the space between your eyebrows. Notice if you are holding any tension in your belly and see if you can soften that. Imagine that you're even relaxing the muscles around your lungs and your ribs so that the breath is free to move in and out leisurely, without resistance. Now become aware of the bottom of your breath. The moment when an exhale has ended and just before the inhale begins. There's an almost imperceptible pause there, called the kumbhaka. There is also a small kumbhaka or pause at the top of the breath, but the two moments are about as different as the new moon and the full moon. The bottom of the exhale is like the new moon or winter solstice of the breath. It is called bahya, while the top of the inhale, like the full moon or the summer solstice moment of the breath, that moment of fullness is called antar. For this meditation, we're focusing on the bahya, the bottom, the moment of darkness and emptiness, the end of one cycle before the new one begins. As we go deeper into this meditation, ensure you're not holding your breath or creating tension. I like to think of the pause as a sort of patience, just waiting a moment before the inhale begins. Don't physically close off any of your airways. The next time you reach the natural ending of your breath, gently engage Mula Bandha, your pelvic floor and core muscles, to help exhale a little bit further and hold the breath out without sealing your throat. Then relax the stomach muscles and let the breath flood back in. You can inhale as long as you need to. Wait for the next natural bottom of your breath, and again, gently engage the stomach muscles to help find the very bottom of that exhale and hang out there for a moment. Then let the inhale flood back in as the stomach muscles relax. Repeat this a few more times, exploring how it feels to hold the breath out for a moment or two, again, without sealing any of your airways. Now, take a deep cleansing breath and fully relax your belly. Now we'll try to do the retention without using the stomach muscles so much. Allow the stomach and pelvic floor to relax. Just let the lungs do most of the work. Wait for a natural exhale and hang out there without pressing any more air out than is possible without squeezing your stomach. This is very different for me personally. I find this one much harder, possibly because you have to let go of a little bit of control. You may be like me in that way, or you might find it easier. Just notice whatever it is for you today. For me, there is an element of panic here, a very intense desire to inhale. If that's happening for you too, hang out there for as long as you can without creating too much tension and get curious about what that sensation is. What exactly starts happening as you hold the breath out? What sensations or emotions come up with the deep desire to inhale? Where do you feel them? Do these sensations remind you of anything? Let's spend a few moments getting curious about the fullness of the emptiness at the bottom of the exhale. And now let's take a clearing sigh. Allow the breath to return to a natural rhythm. And take a few moments to reflect on what may have come up for you and how you feel now. When you're ready, bring your hands together in front of your heart and gently bow your mind to your breath, closing the meditation.